Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, here's the reality, because Sean wants to say it because it's deep in his mind. And to a lot of people out there, maybe it's deep in your mind, too. And that is symmetry. The symmetry that, whether you like it or not, O.J. Simpson was directly connected to the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup and the Knicks being in the NBA Finals. Not directly connected as if he had anything to do with it, but your memories of those incredible events are connected to O.J. Simpson, because the day, June 17th, 1994, a crazy day in American history, the World Cup started that day too on U.S. soil.
And that day, Arnold Palmer teed off in his final U.S. Open.
That's amazing.
That one's lost.
But the Rangers are having a parade for a Stanley Cup that no one ever thought they were going to get. That's in the morning / early afternoon. The Knicks are playing game 5 of the NBA Finals, and the OJ chase is occurring during that time. And what I mean by symmetry is that here we are 30 years later, and how many times have I heard from Sean, this is like 1994, this is like 1994. If we play the Islanders, it's like 1994. How many times have I heard from Knicks fans, hey, this team can go to the NBA Finals? And now the guy who was connected to it is dead. It's almost like perfect symmetry to 1994.
The fact that he's dying literally spring 30 years later, look, I think we could all admit, not a great guy, whatever. Like, we don't have to sit here and mourn completely. I look at this and I turn it to a positive turn. I think it's just another building block towards a Ranger Cup. That's all I'm saying. Nice little tidy bow on the 30-year run of the OJ thing.
When the Rangers won their next Stanley Cup. Hey, that was the day. That was right after OJ died.
That's it. Yeah, the spring after OJ died. We've tied it all up 30 years
later. So your confidence in the Rangers winning the Cup has actually gone up since hearing the OJ news.
Even if it's 3%, it's gone up that much because it's just, I'm seeing the symmetry.
No, I have to
admit.
It's
another OJ story in the spring of a year of the fours.
I do have to admit there is some symmetry to it. I mean,
that's true.
That, like, the 94 connection, the Knicks being really good, the Rangers having championship aspirations. Like, I see the connection. I do.
That's all I'm saying. Doesn't mean it's a definite, but it's hard to ignore for me today.
We'll get to your calls. I think this is one of those moments that chase and the trial, where you just know where you were. And I don't think there's that many of them that we've experienced as humans.